Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Joyce Meggerson-Moore here today. And Joyce is going to join us to talk about New Horizon Theater and your last chance to see Sistos, the musical, which runs today and tomorrow. Good morning, Dr. Moore. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I've missed you. Happy belated anniversary to you. I know you and Mr. Moore had a milestone anniversary. And
we did.
Sounds like you had a great time.
I tell everybody, that's a long time, but, you know, I was a child bride. So don't try to figure my age from that number.
No, you can't.
We had a great time with that, with our celebrations here in Pittsburgh and also in Arkansas where we got married.
Oh, it goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, can't believe it.
Ricky and I are, coming up on 37, and it seems like yesterday.
Oh, I tell you.
It seems just like yesterday. Well, you probably saw, there were probably some brothers and sisters. Sistos the Musical, I don't know anything about the plot.
It is wonderful. People are loving it. I'm loving it. I watch it every night we present it, and I can't get enough of it. So it's a lot of music from the 30s, the 60s, and the 90s with Billie Holiday and Beyonce music and I Will Survive. And the audience is just having a ball with it. And so are our wonderful women on stage who are portraying these sisters who are going through the attic of their grandmother who passed away recently, and they're just reliving her life through the items that they're finding in the basement. I mean, excuse me, in the attic.
What a great concept. And I'm looking at the photo at New Horizon Theater's website, and you can see five women who look to be having the time of their lives as they interpret these songs. It looks like it is almost like going to a concert as well as a play.
Oh, it is. And some of the people are coming out saying, I saw it said musical, but I didn't realize it was going to be like this. Because there was just some music for everybody because for all ages. And it's just wonderful singers, actors. They can move on stage. So they have to be, they are a triple threat. So it's five of them, so it's that many threats for the audience.
A quintuple threat in addition to that. And it's neat, the music, I'm reading the description. It goes from the Jim Crow era to the 90s, the music, celebrating or celebrating and reflecting on the struggles, joys, and triumphs of being a black woman in America. And what a great opportunity. Now, this one is at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, which lends itself well to this kind of show. And they're at 5941 Penn Avenue, right in East Liberty.
Herb did a great job on the set, Larry. It's just awesome. And it looks just like an attic when they're going through all of the grandmother's clothes and all of her old albums and so forth. There's some sad parts, there's a lot of happy parts, and then there's just a lot of history in there too, mixed in with all of the great music. And just songs that people would recognize. They have some the Supreme songs are being played. Well, they're singing them. It's almost like it's being played. We have a live band also with Dwayne Fulton and some wonderful musicians in the background. And then M.J. James did a great job on the choreography. And, of course, Eileen J. Morris always does a wonderful job, but I think she outdid herself this time.
Who was the set designer again?
Herb Newsom. Herb, we've been with for years now. He used to live in New York. Now he lives in on the West Coast. So, but he comes back here all the time, and he designs all of our sets. And he's just—he's an actor and a writer, and he's a triple threat himself. And so he can just take a set, and you feel like you're there. And that's the way this play plays out. You just feel like you're in that attic with these women. The audience, some people are out there singing, including myself, and dancing. I'll own up to it.
Well, you know, I was driving earlier this week, and Ain't No Mountain High Enough came, and it was a later version of it, and uh-huh. I almost, you know, I sped up. I was singing along with it. I felt like getting the hairbrush I keep in my car out and singing into it like it was a microphone, because that song got me through a lot of challenges. We would listen to that song and just it's amazing the songs picked, I'm sure, for this musical are really gonna touch people, whether you know mm-hmm. it or not. I think most of the songs will be recognizable.
They are.
Folks.
And then the women you mentioned getting their microphone out, they get a brush out.
Yeah.
And they start singing to some of the songs and just passing the brush around and just having a real good time with a lot of the songs. And as I told you, they're doing Beyonce's song. They're doing Mahalia Jackson's song. I mean, it just goes through all of the songs that many people will know because it covers all of these years from the 30s to the 90s.
Well, Sistas, the musical, uh-huh. there are just two more days to catch it. Today, July 26th, uh-huh. 3 and 7:30. Uh-huh. And tomorrow, Sunday, July 27th at 3 at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. You can learn more at newhorizontheater.org. And best wishes for a great run. And let's we'll make sure we get to future shows at the beginning of the run. So there's more opportunities.
That's part of my fault. I sent them out, and then I was gone. I got caught up, too, with the anniversary celebrations. And so that's partly my fault. But I hope that you could make it so that you could pull out your brush. And sing along with us on some of the songs.
You wonder just how many people do that, but I think a lot of folks love to sing just that uh-huh. way in the brush. Well, thank you, Joyce. It's so good to hear from you.
Thank you, and thank you for getting us on to talk about this show.
You
and
bet.
I failed to mention that it was written by Dorothy Marsick.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
She has Pittsburgh connections, too, because she went to the University of Pittsburgh and got a couple of her degrees from there. And she worked on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as an assistant.
Interesting. And, yeah, and Dwayne uh-huh. Fulton, the musical director, and mm-hmm. the director, Eileen Morris, and the uh-huh. great cast.
And Mills James, we won't forget that wonderful choreography.
Thanks so much, Joyce.
Take care. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Joyce Magerson Moore of New Horizon Theater at a .org to go to their website.